The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning, 7:05, Friday morning, the 11th of February.
That means
two more days till Valentine's
Day. That means on the 14th.
That's right. Get ready, guys.
That means what are you planning on this weekend? Don't stress out about it on both ends, because we talked about this last night on my show, On the Spot with Linda Bott, and we had a lot of girl talk about, it's not about the flowers, really. That's nice. It's not about the chocolates. It's not about the gift.
It's not about that diamond. I'll take it back.
It's not about that diamond. Those are all nice things and thoughtful things. It's really about you as a partner. This is both for women and for men, doing the little things, writing a note, writing a poem, just starting to make a decision that from that day forward, you might listen more, be kinder, gentler. Just make a vow that the next year, you will be my sweetheart. I will treat you with my sweetheart.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was listening to the show last night. I didn't get all that. It was in between y'all giggling about other things. Hey, Bad Bob, I got some good news for you this morning, man.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. I looked up in the paper, opened it up, the obituaries. You were not in it.
Well, you know, my dad would always, in his later years, open, that's the first page he'd go to see if there was anybody in there he knew. I found it kind of morbid, but now it's starting to make sense.
So did you get a haircut yesterday there, Bad Bob?
I did. Went down to our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop and what looked at a gun magazine, albeit briefly, and then settled right into the chair and got a man's haircut.
That's right. You know, you're looking exceptionally manly today. You were in that lumberjack contest the other day,
by
looking
osmosis.
Even more manly.
He had testosterone.
That's right. You know what? When you go in there, you can't help but coming out, feel like, you know, I'm kind of pumped up here.
Yep.
Okay, we've got a big day today. We're going to have, I think we're going to have a guy come in here and talk about ducks. I know you're saying, why are you so excited about these ducks? It's because it's the ducks in your house. It conducts the heat and cool air throughout your house.
DUCTS.
And we found out that we were losing like 80% of the air coming from our heat exchanger there was just kind of disappearing under the house, making it really nice for all those little animals that live under there. And then we found out that other people were being scammed. They're nefarious individuals, my friends, coming up to your home saying, "Hey, let us check your ducts because here's all these these figures showing that you're paying $800% too much on your air or on your electricity bill or gas bill or whatever." They go out, they go in there, they say they're going to fix it, and they don't. So we're going to talk a little bit about ducts today at 7:30. I think Missy MacArthur's going to be calling in, and then we've got Melissa Hunt from Anderson will be here at 8 o'clock.
And then I have a special announcement.
And you've got a special announcement. But first, we're going to take, let's do this special announcement at 10 till 8. Okay? Because I think that's a good time for it. Not just right away. Let's have some anticipation here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage this weekend at the 2011 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Exposition at the Reading Convention Center. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference, this event is free to the public and showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction, with indoor and outdoor exhibits and entertainment for the whole family. Cheer on your favorites at the Backhoe Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, and Trucker Skills Competition. See exhibits, equipment displays, the wildlife show, and demonstrations featuring featuring the latest industry technology. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this huge industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2011 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo, this weekend at the Reading Convention Center. Sponsored by Greenspan Company, Adjusters International, Roseburg Resources, Northern Lights Energy, Reading Bank of Commerce, and Hat Creek Construction.
Vita Dermatology and Laser Institute of Red Bluff is proud to introduce our new medical director, Dr. Derek Adams. He has a unique blend of medical and artistic skills.
I've been a lifelong sculptor, and I come from a family of oil painters as well, too. And I think that the blend of that artistic side, along with my love of science and my love of people, led me to dermatology.
Dr. Adams feels most at home in a small town and wants to educate the people of Reading, Red Bluff, and the surrounding areas about the benefits of cosmetic dermatology.
The two biggest misconceptions people have about cosmetic dermatology is one, that it's expensive, and two, that they don't deserve it. And I would ask that you just give us a chance to dispel those myths.
For more information, visit us online at VitaDermInstitute.com. For an appointment with our board-certified dermatologist, call 528-VITA.
The holidays are over and it's time to start a new year by joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, join us on the chat room here at KCNR1460.com.
It's Friday.
Get in there. It's Friday. And then call us also at 530-605-4567. You know, let's start the day off here. You got something stuck in your craw, something bothering you. How about the fact that we don't know what the weather is?
Well, that's where we're going to go right now. Currently 37 degrees. Today is going to be mostly sunny. Little patching of clouds with a high of 69. Tonight's going to be partly cloudy with a low of 39. So that's the way it looks that it's going to be throughout the weekend. We do have a 70% chance of rain on Monday. So it will be a great weekend again for hiking and biking and walking and doing all those wonderful things where we can be outside. Also on this day, it's February 11th, of course. Who could have guessed that when little Thomas Alva Edison entered the world on this day, in 1847, the world would never be the same. Little Al, his folks called him Alva, or Al, was a curious child, always asking questions. Well, when he didn't get an answer, he tried to figure it out himself by experimenting. His incessant questions exasperated his school teacher so much that Al's mother had to take him out of school for only after 3 months. Can you imagine? A lack of formal education didn't stop Thomas Edison. He is now considered the greatest inventor in history. In 1928, the U.S. Congress awarded a gold medal to Thomas Edison for development and application of inventions that have revolutionized civilization in the last century. He also is credited with inventions such as the storage battery, a cement mixer, the dictaphone, a duplicating machine, even a way to make synthetic rubber.
Fascinating individual. Where are the Edisons? Where's the Henry Fords? Where's the Alexander Graham Bells in our modern world? I have to scratch my head and ask that question.
Well, you know, I think that what they're inventing are things that you're not. Well, look at, okay, Facebook. That was an invention. Look at all these things on the social media. Look at Google. Look at the internet. Look at all these things that go along with it. If you think about it, those are huge. You know, what it is, was the internet and what's happened to it a bigger invention than electricity? No, because you can't do it without electricity. But he didn't invent electricity. What he did was, well, that was Benjamin Franklin. But the things that Thomas Alva Edison did were just, yes, I mean, genius, brilliant.
Right. Well, there's other
things going on right now.
A lot of these other people, though, they did one thing, and then they sit back and collect the money. Edison never stopped. In his workshop, even in his later years, he would take, instead of sleeping, he'd take like 20-minute cat naps and go right back to work. And I don't think I think our culture has kind of shifted away from that. You make the one big hit, and then you watch the money roll in. Maybe that's just me.
Well, you know, when we take our breaks, I take that 1-minute nap. I sit here with my head up against the wall. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on. One of the things that we want to talk about is yesterday we covered the fact that the commission, the planning commission, was going to vote about high-density housing proposal in Shasta County in the towns of Fall River Mills and Cottonwood. Well, the city, Shasta County Planning Commission has voted unanimously to okay that plan. And what this allows is, high-density housing in these areas. Now, it goes now to the Board of Supervisors for them to vote on it. And as they pointed out, look, this says by law we have to provide X amount of housing and low-income housing. It would, if somebody took advantage of it, would double the population in Fall River Mills. The thing about it is somebody else says, you know, who's got the money to build right now? But then what about down the road in 5 years when we've recovered from this and all of a sudden you have a low-income, high-density housing come up? This is something that you just have to wonder about. You know, it was in the Record Searchlight. And the Shasta County deputies arrested a guy by the name of Daniel Lopez heading on I-5 South. And he was driving with an obstructed rear view mirror. Well, what obviously was obstructing it was the 7 pounds of meth that was in the van worth $400,000. Now, if you've been following the news and what the ACLU's been doing lately, not the ACLU, but a lawyer has said that we are profiling, we being the law enforcement, not me, law enforcement authorities are profiling certain cars, and they're stopping an untoward number of people of color, and for no reason. It appears that many of the people, or the people that they arrest, many are of Hispanic origin, and the ones they arrest are carrying drugs. But the funny thing about it, and Bruce Ross said it in his blog, was, haven't they been reading the paper? Don't they know what we do? You come driving through here with a busted busted taillight, an old car, an obstructed mirror, you're going to get pulled over there, amigo. And in this case, Daniel Lopez, you're 25 and you're carrying 7 pounds of meth. I imagine you'll be 35 by the time you get out.
7 pounds doesn't sound like a big package. How would that obstruct his mirror? I'm confused.
No, he didn't. He had it in the panel of his van.
Okay.
But they got him for obstructed rearview mirror. I wonder what's an obstructed rearview mirror? Does that mean there's things piled behind you and you can't see it? Does it mean you've got a flag hanging down from it or beads and then it becomes obstructed? I find it interesting.
Got a couple interesting things in the news today. Okay, the Forever Reagan stamp is unveiled. Now you can have Ronald Reagan forever, courtesy of the post office. The U.S. Postal Service has put the former president on the Forever stamp, which costs 44 cents now. We're always wondering, is it 42? If I only have two of these, should I put two on? So it's 44 and can be used at any time in the future. The late president would have turned 100 years old last Sunday. It's the third Ronald Reagan stamp. The first was released after his death in 2004. It was later reissued. And here's something that might warm your hearts. Scantily clad women draw attention to ICE. This is out of St. Petersburg. Too much snow and not enough bows. So says a squad of mini-skirted high-heeled young women wielding snow shovels in Russia's second city. Seven women dressed for maximum hotness came to the frigid square in front of St. Petersburg's Kazan Cathedral on Thursday to chip away snow and ice demand so there could be better snow removal. They're affiliated with the XZ, a local group that uses beautiful women to draw attention to social problems. Spokesman Eva Tornado claimed that tourism experts say foreign visitors avoid St. Petersburg in the winter because of the city's problems in dealing with its snow.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to talk about, hey, Bad Bob, if you were in a car wreck, mm-hmm. you think it'd be a good idea to be at a hospital when it happened?
One would believe that medical attention would be close at hand.
Not so fast there, big guy. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
There's more than one reason Mobil 1 is the world's leading synthetic motor oil. More people in more countries use Mobil 1 than any other brand. It's recommended by more car builders than any other oil brand in the world. It's proven to keep performing its very best even up to 200,000 miles. And it just feels awesome when your engine sounds perfect. Mobil 1, the world's leading synthetic motor oil brand. Ask for it wherever you buy motor oil or at your next oil change. Learn more at Mobil1.com.
It's time for the Wedding Extravaganza, the oldest wedding show in the North State. Bigger and better than ever. Sunday, February 20th between noon and 4 p.m. at the Redding Convention Center. See over 50 vendors, from photographers to wedding dresses, caterers to florists, ministers to DJs, cake makers and honeymoon getaways. Register to win a honeymoon trip for two from the Wedding Extravaganza. Every vendor will also have a gift from their booth valued at $40 or more for lucky winners. Try some delicious samplings of food and cake beginning at 3 p.m. The grand prize drawing to be given away at 3:30. You must be present to win, plus so much more at this year's Wedding Extravaganza. Sunday, February 20th at the Redding Convention Center. For more information, log on to www.theweddingextravaganza.com. Brought to you by Greg Rothman Photography and Jerry and Fred's Special Event Rentals. See you at the show.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers. After over 6 years in business, I want to share lessons I have learned. I have learned that helping someone return home after a hospital stay improves their memory and quality of life. I have learned that clients who remain at home have a favorite coffee cup, a beloved pet, a daily routine, and a lifetime of memories in every room. I have learned that helping clients by preparing meals, cleaning house, doing laundry, driving to appointments, and reminding them to take medications earns a smile and many times a hug. I have learned that after 50 years of marriage, helping a couple stay together in their home is a gift greater than gold. Home Helpers Care is available 2 to 24 hours a day. All caregivers are background checked, insured, and bonded. If you are committed to keeping a loved one at home, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Hi, this is Dr. Doug Craig, and I have a new show on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. called Wake Up Call. In my Reading psychology practice for the last 22 years, I have learned a few things about how we can heal ourselves, our relationships, and our families. I hope you'll join me as we move beyond politics with a psychology of hope and understanding. Instead of focusing on our differences, let's celebrate our common truths every Sunday at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life.
Join us, Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost, local marriage and family therapist interns, every Saturday at noon.
Some of our upcoming shows include sexuality and addictions, as well as relationship, marriage, and parenting skills. We will also talk about common mental health issues and more complicated subjects such as schizophrenia.
Tune in for emotional health with Psych Talk, Saturdays at noon.
On KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 724 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. I hope people are out there. I hope you're alive. I hope you're involved and engaged. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Lumberjacks and their breakfast specials Monday through Friday. That's right, Monday through Friday. Lumberjacks at 501 East Cypress. breakfast include ham and eggs, chicken fried steak, New York steak and eggs, and prices from $3.99 to $5.99. Best prices you're going to find in town. This is a locally owned restaurant. They have all types of food there. If you don't want just a ham and eggs or chicken fried steak, they've got a full menu. They give great service and just wonderful food at Lumberjack's, 501 East Cypress.
Let's go to the phones this morning for our weekly Keep Fit call with Amy Palko. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Amy. Who are you going to hurt today?
Hopefully you.
There are so many punchlines right there.
Oh, my God.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, you know, I went and had a yearly checkup with my doc yesterday, and we were talking, and he said he gets so many women who come into his office and say, you know, doc, I'm working out 3 days a week, and I'm not losing weight. So he talks to them about the importance of eating right, changing your eating habits. But something that people don't realize is that just going to the gym and, say, just walking on the treadmill, while it's a help and it's good, it's not always enough when you're trying to lose weight. You need to definitely make sure that you're working out hard enough to get to a level where you are sweating and breathing hard. And make sure you're not only doing cardio training. A lot of people will go in and they'll just do the treadmill and they'll leave, or they'll just do the elliptical machine and they'll leave. But it's really important to do some weight training, whether it be with your own body weight or machines or dumbbells, because that too is going to help increase your lean muscle mass, help you burn calories at a faster rate. And you can't just have one, you know, just the cardio and not have the other. You need both to have that successful weight loss. And then diet is key. What people don't realize is that we lose, gosh, about a pound of muscle almost, you know, almost every year, every 10 years that we get older. And so the thing is as we're aging, we are actually losing muscle mass. So we need to constantly be using resistance training and weights to make sure that we're maintaining the muscle mass that we have. And then what a lot of people tend to do is, as we get older, they don't change the amount of calories they're putting in their mouth. Sometimes they increase that.
Oh, no, say that's not true.
Oh, that's not true. How so?
No, I'm just saying, say that's not true, that we eat more as we get a little bit older. It's called comfort.
Yeah. Well, it only takes 10 extra calories of those comfort foods.
Yeah. I call it comfort. Amy, I call it comfort. Amy calls it fat. So.
Well, I think that we should talk about that next week when you call in. We should give us three examples of what we can do after we've had a long night, we've gone out and had dinner, and we come back to bed, and it's just, I'm hungry. So what are three examples that we can do at that time so that we don't go to bed feeling like, you know, just the stomach is growling and all that horrible feeling?
Exactly. You bet. We can definitely do that. And, you know, as far as the resistance, you know, if you're at home and you guys, you know, can't get to a gym, then take a walk outside or dance in the house and then do some push-ups and body squats and maybe walking lunges. At least your own body weight will add resistance training, too. So then you're still tying those two. Cardio and
training. Yeah, we do that.
Yeah, I promise to take pictures.
We're doing those body squats there.
Here you go. Go online on Facebook. Here's Carl squatting across the floor.
Yeah, that's me.
At home.
That's right. With the
on his way to the kitchen, he's doing lunges.
With that killer hanging on my butt every step of the way.
All right, Amy, you have a great weekend. Thank you.
Anderson's Peak Performance, a great place to train, a great place to go to. We love it there.
By the way, it is 32 degrees. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high today of 69. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We're going to be out there tonight. Jimmy Bryant, wonderful pianist, is going to be out there. So come on out and enjoy. It's going to be a beautiful night. So let's just all, we'll see you out there.
That's right. Hey, you know, if you go to it seems like an Oregon man crashed his truck in the emergency, driving himself to the emergency room, crashed in the parking garage. It took them 20 minutes to find him and get him, and then they take an ambulance to get to him inside the hospital. So just a couple guys picking him up and running him into the emergency room. He had already gone unattended for 20 minutes after the crash before they discovered him. He didn't make it. Sorry to hear about that. Wow. But you would think that he, you know, oh, they said he died of heart disease. There was no trauma. Yeah. What else are they
going to
say?
That's their story they're sticking to.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about what's going on in Egypt. We're going to be talking about what's going on in Idaho. It seems like Idaho has a plethora of wolf packs, and they're trying to do something about it. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Oh.
From the Fox Business Network, the Obama administration laying out three broad options for overhauling the mortgage lending system, but the final decision will rest with Congress. A report by the Treasury Department says the government should withdraw its support for the mortgage market over 5 or more years. It also describes a path for winding down the troubled mortgage financiers Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The U.S. trade deficit rose to $40.6 billion in December, closing out a year in which America's trade gap ballooned by the largest amount in a decade. Economists believe the deficit will continue to widen this year, but manufacturers will benefit from the weaker dollar. It makes their goods more competitive in foreign markets. And Nokia and Microsoft are teaming up to build what they hope will be an iPhone killer. Nokia will use Microsoft's Windows Phone as the software on its smartphones. Analysts seeing this as good news for Microsoft. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down 19 points. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
We live in a country where freedom is prized and anything's possible.
This place is a dream.
When things go wrong, we lift each other up.
Now there's a website where you can share your own personal stories and talk about what makes this country great.
Americans are tenacious. We hold on to our beliefs until we get there.
Log on to realamericanstories.com and join the experience. realamericanstories.com.
We're all in this together.
Come celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage this weekend at the 2011 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Exposition at the Reading Convention Center. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference, this event is free to the public and showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction, with indoor and outdoor exhibits and entertainment for the whole family. Cheer on your favorites at the Backhoe Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, and Trucker Skills Competition. See exhibits, equipment displays, the wildlife show, and demonstrations featuring the latest industry technology. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this huge industry, with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2011 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo, this weekend at the Reading Convention Center. Sponsored by Premier West Bank, Timber Products Company, Trinity River Lumber, Les Schwab Tire Centers, and Beatty & Associates.
You can save your business money by paying less for postage. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Marketing Director with NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Outsource your mailings to the experts at NorCal Presort to save time and save money. Think about it. Is that postage equipment sitting in your office making you money? The answer is no. Realistically, you pay a lease, you pay maintenance and ink, you pay labor, you pay full price for the postage, all in advance. How is that saving you money? Get rid of the postage machines and bring your mail to NorCal Presort. NorCal Presort takes the frustration and hassle out of your business mailings. Mailing costs are an increasing monthly expense, but we know how to save you time and money in first class and with your direct mail. Come and see us at 835 Industrial Street, just off Hilltop, or call 221-6895. Save time and money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Call us. 221-6895.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Oh Lord, we cry out, we've been lost.
Hey, Jim Wilson here with Pray North State. God bless you. Join me and a few of my friends Sunday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. on this station for the Genesis Generation radio program. And don't forget to thank the medical practice of Andre Van Maul and Julie Winter, Need to Speed Downtown, Hild Collision Center in Reading and Anderson, and Mike Latow's Farmers Insurance Agency.
Oh Lord, we cry out.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
It's Friday, and you know what? The chat room's kind of quiet. I'm not sure
What, everybody go home? Oh, no, you know what? It's a holiday for some people
today. Oh, that's
right. And they're sleeping in, you devils. Hey, Indy, good morning.
What
glad you're here.
Sleepy? He's leaving already.
Oh, is he? Indy, goodbye. 7:35 on February the 11th, getting close to Valentine's Day. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's going there. You're kind of getting up this morning, driving down Hilltop. Just hop in there, get in there, get their great coffee, the great different drinks they fix there at super prices. You know, you go to some places and you get a cup of coffee and they want to charge you $3 just for a cup of coffee. You're not going to find that at Espresso Joe's. They give you a cup of coffee at a decent price. And then they can make any kind of coffee you possibly could want there at a decent price. And then if you want to buy those great beans that they're using, they'll sell them to you. Again, at a great price. So, Espresso Joe's right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, support the community, support our veterans. They're great people.
They also have a new line of cigars.
We're going to talk about that the next
all
time
right.
around here.
And it's currently 37 degrees if you're just tuning in. The weather today will be high of 69, partly cloudy, great weather. I think also people are getting ready on this three-day weekend to just go out and try to be outside because we know the rain is coming on Monday.
Yeah, we're talking inches of rain this
week. We have promised that we were going to bring in to you, and we've called him the duct guy, and we're talking D-U-C-T duct guy. And so I'm holding this card that says Inspector Duct Tester, finding the mystery leaks that cost you money.
Let's welcome Ken Hurst. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
You know, Ken called us the other day when he heard us talking about...
And thank you for being here.
Yeah.
You're
thanks
very
for showing
welcome.
Up today.
Thanks for having me.
He heard us talking about our experiences of what was happening at our house. And just in a brief synopsis is that we needed to put in a new heating and air conditioning system. And when they do, under the new laws, I guess, I don't know how new they are. They may be a few years old. You have to check all the ducts, and they have to be pressure tested. And this is what Ken does. But then when they came through and they did it, and the guys that put it in thought, you know, gosh, look, you're getting a lot of air coming through here. I mean, it's looking great. And they came in and did the pressure test. They said, well, you're losing like 80% of the air, which, you know, equates, it just equals to dollars that you might as well just, you know, take money and burn it. So we were talking about this and talking about how we'd heard different things about the testing, and Ken gave us a call. So thanks very much. You know, we like to have that happen so we can have people on talking to the
experts. From the expert. What happens?
Well, what happens is houses were built to a different standard. And in 2005, they came out with the new rules saying that when you change out your air conditioner, you're going to do a duct test. And it's a great thing. We find a lot of leakage out there. And the heating and air companies are going in and sealing them up. And then now the state says that you're going to have it tested. And it's got to pass by a certain percentage.
Like 15% in it or something like that?
For an existing duct system, it's 15%. For a new duct system, it's 6%.
Wow.
So it's a really great thing. It's saving a lot of money on utility bills. And
it makes sense.
It helps the environment, too, you're not using as much energy and power. Yeah.
It makes sense. And we have we've talked about this before. We have an older home that has been built on two or three different times, and so when anybody gets into the house, they're like, wow.
They see things there.
Your house is really well made, but it's...
What is there? They look at things, what could this possibly be?
Yeah, it's amazing.
I have no idea.
So, backing up a little bit, when we talked with the insurance company, once they decided to replace the heating element out of Memphis, he had said, well, unfortunately... You live in California. So these are the things that you have to do that are coded for California. You started going down. There were four items, one of which is the duct test. So that's been passed in California. Obviously from his conversation, there are other states that don't require in order when you get a new service put together or a new heating element put together. That's probably not on part of the checklist. So I'm just curious as to how long have you been doing this? And was it the lobbyist? How did that go into effect, by the way, here in the state of California?
You know, the state of California and Arnold Schwarzenegger and all of these guys are on a big push to conserve energy. It's the whole green thing. A lot of solar going in now. And just a big, huge push to conserve energy, downsize equipment on a house, on houses to make them more efficient and to make the home itself more efficient by sealing and weatherizing and things like that.
You know, okay, great. So, you know, one of the things we talked about was that, well, I tell you what, let's take a break first when we come back, because one of the things I want to talk about is people that will come to your home and people's homes and say, hey, look, we're here, you know, save energy like this. Let's do a duct test. And let's see, you know, I mean, we want you to talk about how you can make sure is that you may not be taken advantage of, you know, so that people will know in their minds and have a little checklist saying, oh, yeah, okay, this guy knows what he's doing, or he has the right equipment, that kind of thing, as opposed to somebody coming in and saying, hey, let me fix your driveway, and they spray paint it with black paint. All right, okay, Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son, and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done, that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything. And I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
This is Chuck Giles reporting from Paradise about where to go fishing. Go fishing. That'll be my advice on North State Outdoor News.
This is Burke Wardall of Redding, a gun dog trainer with 30 years experience. I'd like to share some training tips with you on North State Outdoor News.
I'm Curtis Palmer from Roseburg. I guide most of Southern Oregon's rivers. I will be reporting for North State Outdoor News.
And I'm Frank Galusha, your host for North State Outdoor News from MyOutdoorBuddy.com. Tune us in every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Analog living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:43 in the morning on February the 11th. Good morning. Hey, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. Doug Tooley puts in Dish Satellite. Give him a call at 244-1988. We use Doug. We're very happy with the service we've had, and he guarantees his work, and he's a local guy. He's a veteran. He's just moved locations to 1345 Liberty Street. Again, Doug Tooley, Dish Satellite, 244-1988. Our guest is Ken Hurst. And just saying Doug Tooley. Ken Hurst. Now, Ken is a duct inspector. It's duct, D-U-C-T, underneath your houses. We talked about if somebody comes to your home, or you may, if you suspect that you're losing a lot of power underneath the house, you need to have those ducts inspected, so you call somebody. Okay, Ken, when they show up, what are things people should be looking for to make sure that the guy knows or girl knows what she's doing?
Okay, when somebody shows up to my house, I like to make sure that, well, is their truck marked? Are they insured? Do they wear a uniform? Ask them questions. Ask them what they're doing. Ask them to show you how their equipment works. Ask them whatever you think that you need to know to know that you're getting what you paid for.
And so what are the things that they, okay, so they come in and not being an expert, and they say, hey, this is what this does. This is a blower, and this does this. So, okay, so now they come, you let them in your house, and they give you an appraisal, I guess, before you start. Or I guess they do an inspection first. Is that what happens?
A lot of times when we come in to do a duct test, we do sometimes do a duct inspection, depending on the age of the home. Other times we'll just come in and we'll simply tape it off and we'll pressurize it and we'll see how much it's leaking. And at that point, it may trigger doing a more detailed duct inspection.
Okay.
Well, I know for our situation, we had two guys in there and they taped off every one of the vents in the home with that particular heating system would blow into, which I think is what, five rooms. And somebody went underneath and somebody was up on top. And then the dining room, Joe, who was there, had one of the large hoses that went into the duct. And then they were blowing a machine, I think, of smoke or something. I mean, it didn't go into the house. But it was something that would blow into the duct, which is in my dining room, down to the bottom of the house so they could see what kind of leakage we had. So my question for you, so that's a personal experience, and we went from 80 to 20, and of course we have to either have it done again or more problems worked on so that we can get the 15% passage so we can be, what do we get, like a certificate from California or what happens?
Yes, what happens is the house will have to be certified through either CHEERS or CalCERTS, and then the CF4R is what the paper is called, would be turned into the building inspector.
Now, is that what you do?
That is what I do.
So can we get a copy and frame it? Can I put it up someplace in our wall there?
You betcha. In fact, after you have your CF4R, your duct system doesn't have to ever be tested again for permit purposes.
Never?
Okay,
so you mean like 20 years down the road and we put another system in, it doesn't have to be tested, huh?
Yes, that's correct.
So CF4R, can you break that down for us?
Okay, basically it's just a form certifying the duct test.
Okay.
Okay, if you suspect that you're losing a lot of energy, and because maybe your bills are going up, or not just because RU is arbitrarily raising the bills like they are, but just because perhaps you have some problems in your system. You just, when you're looking for somebody, again, you're looking for somebody that's got a license. They're licensed to do it. This isn't something anybody can just walk in and do because it takes specialized equipment.
Correct. If anybody could actually do it if they had the equipment, it's better to have somebody that's a certified HERS rater or a heating and air conditioning contractor with the C20.
Okay. All right. Well, anything else you want people to be thinking about here?
If you're in the city of Reading, Reading has a lot of rebates available. They've recently changed the rebates, and you can call Reading Electric Utility, and they can advise you of what those rebates are.
That's right. But the other things you do, too, is the home energy rating system. You do the door testing and the ceiling and insulation inspections, too. But that's pretty important, too.
Yes, insulation is very important, as well as the ceiling of your attic, around your windows, around your doors.
That ceiling we put in. that should be interesting how that fan is going all the time. A question from the chat room. Have you asked about the pressure test for AC systems on the refrigerants?
Okay, the Freon test for split systems is a new test that just started January of 2010. It's something that we're doing now, and the temperatures have to be right outside and inside to do the test. And it's another thing that's out there that's helping the consumer to make sure that their equipment is running efficiently.
Yeah, another thing that helps us make sure we're running efficiently.
That's another test where we have to become compliant, yeah. I'm sure, with law. Because, you know, we know that the heater is going to work, but then we need to know if the air conditioning is going to be working. So that's, I guess, what we're trying to find out about. And what is the current state of Freon? Because we know that there's Freon that maybe was used a year and a half ago that you can't use now.
Yes, the R22 is being phased out, and R410A, or Puron, as some companies call it, is being phased out.
And that's not as efficient either, is it? So what it essentially is, you know, from what I've been hearing, because we've been replacing everything lately, is the newer refrigerant is not as efficient as the old.
Okay, that's going to be a good question for
An HVAC guy, huh?
For an HVAC fella.
Okay, all right. Hey, our guest today has been Ken Hurst, who does, you know, he heard the show the other day. We were talking about ducts, and you know, this is obviously something he does, and it's something he enjoys. But there's a lot of information out there that this is something that can literally save you hundreds of dollars a month on this, and we didn't realize how much money we were wasting for the last 3 years on this. But I guarantee you now is that it's with the new system and the ducts we have there, even a new system, which is good, is only as good as the delivery system of the ducts. So I know maybe I got carried away with it, but that's what we wanted to talk about. So anyway, Ken, thank you so much for the phone call and for being on today.
All right. Thank you for having me.
And you can be reached at?
I can be reached at 917-4188.
Ken Hurst, the inspector duct tester.
You betcha.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot. We got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
You have neck and back pain? Want to lose weight without going to the gym? Well, come by Grandpa's As Seen on TV store and get a free 10-minute session on the Power Step Whole Body Vibration Machine. 10 minutes is like an hour at the gym. You've seen it on Fox News, Dr. Oz, and the doctors. Talk to a factory rep at Grandpa's As Seen on TV store today. They've already paid the shipping and handling. Take it home today. Grandpa's As Seen on TV store, behind Dairy Queen in the Shasta Center in Reading.
Hey, how about lunch with me on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1, unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. Take a break, tune in, and join the conversation about politics, culture, and the conservative perspective. What happens nationally affects our state, our hometown, and our families. Call in and voice your opinion. Chances are, if it matters to you, it matters to a lot of people. The Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1. Be there.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda.
It's
Friday, 7:55 in the morning on February the 11th. And we are, the people are jumping in here now into the chat zone. Okay, you know, we were kicking Ken out of here. And as we were kicking him out, he goes, hey, you know what? I'll give away a free duck test.
Isn't that cool?
And it was like a free duck test. And
all right, sit back down.
Okay, so sit back down. Now, here's the thing. If you were losing, and this is a great analogy he just used, if you were losing 80% of the gas out of your car, wouldn't you have it fixed or at least checked? And the answer is absolutely yes.
Or oil.
If you don't know if you're losing, if you know, it seems like you could be, you know, if you have a crawl space underneath your house or where the ducts are, and it's cooler inside that area than it is inside your house, that could be an indicator, my friends. So here's what we're going to do.
Loyal
Ken,
listeners.
What are you offering here, Ken?
Okay, I say we go out and we do a single system duck test, and then we come back and we report the results that we found.
There you go. But we need a volunteer. If you want your system
checked.
Oh, that's
a fun game.
If you want your system checked for free, just call in right now. Phone's ringing, and Ken Hurst from Inspector Duck Tester is going to come out and check your duck system. Okay. That one, we lost that
605-456-7.
Yeah.
It's a, sometimes people call in their cell, and then they have to run over to the side of the road.
The phone's ringing off the hook here.
So this is what happens. I love that. I love that. You play good game. Ken plays good game. Because what he was doing, we talked about ducks. He calls. Here's talking about somebody who's totally interacting with. Here's the phone's ringing off the hook. Because who doesn't want to have their ducks checked? I mean, let's talk about the air conditioning. Let's talk about what's happening. Our electrical rates are going up, and we've been witnessing to you that we had 80% leakage.
Right. Okay.
And didn't know it.
Do we have a winner there, Bad Bob?
We do, Jeanette. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And we'll be giving you the details here momentarily.
That's right. Jeanette. We have Jeanette's phone number. Okay. We have phone number now.
Ken's going to give you a call.
Ken's going to give you a phone call. He's going to set up the day, or y'all can set up the day, and then we can, and then you're going to come back, Ken, and we might have,
Jeanette
will have you on the phone, or you can come in too. Tell us what happened after that.
Yeah.
Tell us what you found.
Okay, that'd be great.
That's super.
Because it could be as simple as an animal's underneath your house. Thank you, Bob. Bob really handled that, the onslaught of calls. It could be as simple as you had a kid going underneath the house and they hit the duck a certain way. You don't even know it. You know, just anything.
You could have a skunk that's eaten through
don't
it.
Don't even go there.
In your,
stop.
You could have a skunk living
we
in your system.
We had skunk smellage last night. And of course, right. I'm always worried about Snooki
okay.
getting sprayed.
All right.
So
Ken Hurst,
thank you.
Very, very much.
Thank
you. All right.
All right. And keeping
we're going to be
us
hearing
informed.
Back from
We'd
you.
We'd like to you know, maybe hear about what happened next week. And Jeanette, stay in touch with us. And after he does the inspection, we'd like to have you like on the phone, or you can come in here too. And we'll talk about what you discovered. How's that?
Sounds great.
Thank you.
That's great. Okay. Our guest in the next hour is going to be Melissa Hunt from Anderson. And she's here. I'm not sure if Melissa brought cookies. We're used to cookies from Anderson.
We have some other people from City Council too.
And we have some other people there. That are going to be coming in also.
Find out what's going on in Anderson. Yeah.
You know what, in this last
Sister
couple of minutes,
City.
I want to talk about the situation in Egypt. We got a couple of minutes. And, you know, of course, you know, yeah, I've got 2 minutes to talk about Egypt. In the big, you know, there was a big speech last night from Mubarak, and everybody expected him to stand down, to resign. He refused. He said he's going to hand over the power to his vice president. And that just enraged the protesters, and who warned that the country could explode. Well, the army has said, no, it won't. If need be, we're going to take charge here. We're going to make sure nobody gets, you know, nobody's going after the protesters. On the other hand, we're going to also protect the government here. And I would say that, that the military's top generals who announced that they were there to secure the country have taken over. Essentially, have taken over. And now what happens? You know, Obama is saying, hey, he wants a representative government. Mr. President, you know, they're in the midst of something where things are going to be changing. I don't know if you're just trying to get in front of the crowd or you're just part of the crowd, if you're going to be part of the solution or if you're just a big part of the problem. right now. But it's going to be interesting here over the next couple of weeks to see what happens, especially over the weekend and what happens Monday. Also, we're going to be talking about this Muslim Brotherhood. It's been banned in Egypt. Why? Is it a fanatical organization or one that indeed helps the people? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's another massive crowd. Chanting and protesting and still demanding the president resign in Egypt, though it's not certain where he is. We do know that Fox News Radio's Alistair Wenklin's been out in the crowd, and he's now live near Tahrir Square.
Yeah, Dave, and Israeli intelligence sources are telling Fox Egypt's president is now in the resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. And in the past hour, Egyptian state television has apparently apologized for past bias in its reporting here. For now, it's unclear what powers the president is signing over to his number two, but protesters call the former intelligence chief a Mubarak man. They used to chant Mubarak get out. Today, they're chanting Suleiman get out too. Right now, there are about 100,000 protesters here in central Cairo, with some picketing the presidential palace here too. Dave?
Alistair, we might get a statement at some point from someone in the Egyptian government. The mortgage meltdown is leading to a Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac wind down. The Obama administration proposing overhauling the mortgage market to give the private sector a bigger role in financing and phasing out government-backed Fannie and Freddie.
Homeowners have to hold more equity in their homes. It means better protection for consumers.
Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, what ultimately happens is up to Congress. The budget debate in Congress is growing louder as Republican cuts grow. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Earlier this week, Republicans detailed tens of billions of dollars in cuts to this fiscal year's spending, but some rank-and-file members complain that's not enough. So Speaker John Boehner concedes,
we're going to cut more than $100 billion in discretionary spending on this year's account.
Democrats argue the GOP is using a chainsaw on the budget when a scalpel is needed. The Democratic-controlled Senate will need to agree to a spending bill before the current stopgap measure expires next month, Dave.
Jared, sentencing today in Washington for Chandra Levy's killer. Ingemar Gwandike could get life in prison, convicted despite no witnesses or DNA linking him to the D.C. intern's 2001 murder, but he was convicted of attacks on other women in the park where Levy disappeared. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Ford Service presents Micro, talking about getting to work.
No, wrong again.
Of course I am. Why don't you just tell us what you're talking about?
I'm talking about getting the works.
Ah, yes, the works at your Ford dealer.
Right, that works. You know what's really good about it?
No, Mike, tell me.
Well, if you're like me, you're not an automotive service expert. So it's nice to know that the people who are experts will not only change your oil and rotate your tires, but also check just about everything else on your car. I like that.
Well, who wouldn't, Mike? The works is a Motorcraft premium synthetic blend oil and filter change, tire rotation, battery test, brake inspection, check of belts and hoses, fluid top off, and more. Just $29.95 or less right now after a $10 rebate.
See? That works for me.
You mean what's in the works works for you, or the $10 rebate on the works works for you?
Yes.
See your Ford dealer and see if the works works for you.
Which it probably will.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California dealership or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/11.
Investigators in Allentown, Pennsylvania are focusing on a gas main dating back to the 1920s, trying to solve Wednesday's explosion that left 5 dead, including a 4-month-old baby found in the rubble. 47 homes were damaged. Then there was the gas explosion that rocked several villages in eastern Ohio late last night.
We ran outside and saw some pretty significant flames, figure a few hundred feet in the air.
Some people were evacuated, but in this case, no one was hurt. It's frigid again down south, temperatures in the 20s. Some schools are closed again after the latest storm, which has become a problem across the South with a lot more snow days than they ever dreamed.
Schools are shut again today in places like Nashville, Tennessee and Fayetteville, Arkansas. Schools in Oklahoma City are actually open today, but they've been forced to keep kids home 7 times so far this year.
It's really having a negative effect on academics.
District spokeswoman Kathleen Kennedy. Unlike other districts which plan to keep school open on certain holidays or conference days or even into summer vacation, Oklahoma City might lengthen days to make up the class time. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
An innovator who changed college football has died, though you might have never heard of him.
It was 1968. The Texas Longhorns were having a disappointing season. Legendary head coach Darryl Royal asked his assistant Emery Ballard to design a new offense to take advantage of their 3 strong running backs. Ballard had the running backs line up behind the quarterback in a Y shape. It became known as the Wishbone Offense. The Longhorns went on to win 30 straight games, and for the next decade, the wishbone was used successfully by teams throughout college football. Emory Ballard, who invented the wishbone offense, died Thursday in Texas. He was 83. Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
This has just come out of Egypt. Word from the vice president that President Mubarak has resigned and is stepping down. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 8:05 on February the 11th. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. A report just in is that Mubarak, the president of Egypt, has just resigned. Vice President made that statement. So it should be interesting now to see what happens in the next few hours. The military has taken effective control of the country, and see what the transition process is going to be.
Headlines: urgent. Egypt's President Mubarak leaves Cairo amid massive protests. Headlines: Israeli military intelligence officials tell Fox News that Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has left Cairo via helicopter and is traveling to his residence in Sharm el-Sheikh. Yeah. As tens of thousands of enraged anti-government protesters mass in Tahrir Square demanding his ouster.
Well, they just announced that he resigned. We'll see. You know, this is, you know, our major news medias are saying things like when they said that the congresswoman was dead, and they kept saying she was dead until she walked away from it. Anyway, okay. Now, before we introduce our guest, who just brought us the greatest brownies.
Shoo.
My bride has something she wants to talk about.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we could do this. Okay, well, here's some really good news because, you know, we love wonderful news. So I'm going to tell this for the first time on the air. I did say it last night out loud with my show On the Spot with Linda Bott as Bob grabs into the celebratory brownies.
Stuffs them into his celebratory face.
Okay, March 27th. Many of you do the Academy Awards, and you're religious about your Academy Awards. And I will say, tape the show. Why? Because the Rat Pack is back.
Woohoo!
We'll be in Reading at the Convention Center. And we are going to be putting together like a red carpet, very swanky Rat Pack evening. Cocktails, we do get to do a photo op with the group afterwards, and I was called by the producer yesterday to open the show. So, I am back in my element. So, Sammy, Dean, Frank, and, of course, the other guy, as he was always called, the Rat Pack, Joey Bishop, are going to be coming through town. This is the Las Vegas group. They are on tour, and it's going to be a spectacular night. Starts at 5 o'clock. So all you people who, like I said, really are religious about the Academy Awards, guess what? That can be taped, and you can TiVo it back, but you can't see the Rat Pack live in Reading at the Convention Center. So we just want you to know now there's only just a few weeks off. I found out that the tickets yesterday, we may be doing a contest. We'll announce that tomorrow where we have a couple tickets. And what we'll be doing is a drawing where you can join us with that very red carpet evening. But there are tickets available, and we'd love to have you come join us in this really fantastic night. The Rat Pack is back. There.
There you go. Okay. I just thought, you know, it's fun watching somebody get excited about being back on stage like this. So, honey, I applaud you that this was something.
Well, it's a 14-piece orchestra, and and when I talked to the producer, he said, "Well, we do one of the songs that you do," and I talked about the song, and he said, "Well, we could probably transpose it." So I'm thinking, "Oh my God, 14-piece orchestra, and these are the guys who play with the Rat Pack," which means they really swing. So anyway,
okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Melissa Hunt and Dana Shigley from the city of Anderson are our guest, and we're going to be talking about Anderson, what's going on there. We're talking about funding. We're going to talk about police. We're going to talk about redevelopment funds. So join us after these messages.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle an addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I took my Camaro to Mako because no one knows more about paint.
Mako knows collision, too. After my accident, my BMW looked great.
That's why customer satisfaction is so high.
And why I choose Mako for collision.
And for paint. If you need to spruce up your car, now's the time.
For a limited time, Mako's popular presidential paint service is now half price. That's right, half price. Now only $279. Come in today. You don't want to miss our presidential paint half price sale. Now only $279. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Mako.
Start your new year with a great deal from Mako. Just imagine you can have your car painted for just $279.95. That's right. The presidential package valued at almost $660 is just $279.95, including a two-year gloss warranty and integrated clear coat. Amazing! Mako's been serving our area with quality paint and auto body service for over 14 years. Business owners and fleet managers, stop by and ask about their affordable fleet service. Mako, off Airport Road at 3045 Crossroads Drive, or call 226-0992. Mako, North America's Body Shop.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? Good morning. Welcome back to our program here on Free Fire Radio. This is Carla Lynn Abbott here on KCNR 1460. Mostly sunny with a high of 69 today. It's currently 40 degrees.
Seven. Bob, you've hidden the...
Bob's head's in the way. I can't see.
Hey, Bob, what's the weather there?
Anyway, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We'll be there tonight. We're really excited about that. We've got a great keyboard player that's going to be out there. So if you're booked up on Valentine's Day or a Sunday, come on out tonight, 474-5546.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Lumberjacks at 501 East Cypress. And they have a seniors menu that is just second to none. You've got to be 55 or older, which means Bad Bob is in there easily. And they have a menu that includes pot roast dinners, spicy Cajun shrimp dinners, chicken breast dinners, and get this, two for $12. That's right, two dinners, $12 for seniors. What a great deal. But you know what? Lumberjacks is a great deal, and they're a local group. They're local people that own it. It's a local store. We strongly support Lumberjacks. They're at 501 East Cypress. Go down there and get a great meal at great prices.
We have some special guests in the studio right now. Of course, you all have heard of Melissa Hunt, who was the queen of Dancing with the Stars,
yes.
Also sitting on the city council, and Dana.
Dana Shigley, who is there, and you
are friends from Anderson.
City manager.
So cool.
So you two, should you two be traveling together? Is that against the Brown Act or something?
No.
Or something, whatever the hell the Brown Act is.
Oh, no. That doesn't apply to the two of us.
Oh, it doesn't?
Together, no.
Okay, together.
She's,
okay.
We're okay. Yes. We're legal.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Anderson, it's our city to the south, and we love them. We got a lot of listeners down there. Give us a brief synopsis of what you think is going on in Anderson here, Melissa.
I think great things are going on in Anderson. That's all there is to it. Carl wants your attention, Dana. we've got a bikeway that's coming from Walmart all the way down to 2nd Street. It kind of funnels people right into the downtown area. The downtown area is coming along so beautifully from Burrito Bandito and Toppings right next to the Teen Center and then down that whole street. Those are redevelopment funds. It's definitely an area that has been worked on lately, and it's beautiful. The lamping, the Veterans Walk of Honor is going in there as well. We're excited about downtown. That's all there is to it.
Let's talk about redevelopment funds for a second here. You know, the governor wants to pull redevelopment funds away from cities.
True.
Your opinion.
It has been an asset to the city of Anderson. We have just been audited by the state. It was something that we definitely welcomed. We want them to see what's going on in the city of Anderson because we have used our funds well and correctly. Dana's been great in policing that over the years, not just as a city manager, but assistant city manager as well. And they have been useful to the city of Anderson. They are controversial. It is debt that's, you know, that's created when we use those funds. So, but anyway, it has been very helpful for our downtown area.
You know, for people that don't really understand how where they come from and how they're used, Dana, could you explain that to people?
Yeah, the redevelopment dollars are a component of the property tax that everybody pays on their properties that they own. It's not an increase. It doesn't add to the amount of property tax you own, but it's just a way of distributing those existing property taxes. And the cities then, the redevelopment agencies, get a certain component of that property tax. And the idea is you're supposed to use those monies for eliminating blight and fixing up your town and making it safer, making it look nicer, and helping it develop a new economy and build its own economy. And then in the long run, those improvements help and increase property taxes overall. So that's the idea. It's a cycle. And we've used those dollars, as Melissa said, for a whole bunch of really good things. The other thing that it does is it creates jobs. I mean, we have projects going all the time downtown, parking lots, drainage, landscaping, all kinds of projects we have going on, and that's all creating jobs. Keeping people employed. Right now, what we need to be doing is more of those projects, not less of those projects. The other thing that we've used those funds for quite a bit is leveraging other dollars. We can use that as a grant match for a Caltrans grant, for example. The bike lane that Melissa just mentioned is primarily paid by a Caltrans grant, but we wouldn't have gotten that if we didn't have a couple $100,000 in redevelopment funds to throw at it to match that grant. So it's not just the redevelopment funds, but the ways we can use those funds to bring in more dollars. So it's really valuable to our economy.
I think what it was, and I think part of those audits was because some of the larger cities were taking the redevelopment funds and just funneling it into their general fund and not maybe using it for redevelopment. I haven't heard specifically where
they have been hearing it.
I'm not going to deny that there are cities out there who misuse those funds. That is very true.
I think that's what started this whole thing.
And it's a shame because it gives us all, those of us who do a really good job and really make an effort to use those dollars for the right things, it's unfortunate for all of us. But there are some cities, some of the bigger cities especially, I think, tend to use those dollars for maybe projects that are not the best.
And that's why I appreciate Dana as the city manager. And even when she was assistant, she has been policing those funds quite a while. And that's why we welcomed the audit that the state was doing on the city of Anderson. Came through with flying colors, and we've used those funds well.
I think the words that you used were bring it on. We like that. Dana, what's it like to manage a city? Can you, at the end of the day, go home and have what is a normal existence? I mean, can you take the dog, put the cats out or whatever, and not have, I got to do this and I got to do that in your mind? I mean, curious.
You should ask my husband about that. He'd have an opinion probably. it's difficult. I do stress about it a lot at night, think about things that have to be done, things to follow up on. We have so much going on right now in the city that there's just a million details in my head all the time, and I'm kind of a worrier anyway, so I tend to think about every little detail, and that's just something I need to you know, come to grips with and learn to get over and move beyond. But yeah, I do spend a lot of time day and night. Plus, there's meetings at night. There's events to go to. There's a lot to it, but I really enjoy it.
I'll put an email out way late at night, thinking, okay, I got to get this out to Dana before I forget tomorrow. And she replies right then. And it's like, woman, what are you doing? You're supposed to be in bed, get some rest. Or she'll be in the office on a Saturday. She is detail-oriented, but there's been some major creative ideas that have come out of this woman. And that's why we're so thrilled to have her in the city of Anderson.
Well, I think it would be kind of like, so if you choose to take this leadership role, realize that it probably is 24/7. Even if people don't expect it of you, you expect it of yourself. So I was just thinking, wow, because you are basically, you know, you are the buck stops here type of job. Wow, that's huge.
Your work ethic in the 24 hours, and then you wake up in the middle of the night worrying about things. You know, I think you'd fit perfectly into the radio business, too. We've got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Treat your sweetheart to Wind River Casino's Cupid Couple Slot Tournament on Friday, February 11th at 6 o'clock. Just a $40 buy-in for couple or $25 for singles, plus a $500 cash add-on to the prize pool. This tournament will sell out fast. Buy in now at the River Club. $5 free slot play to all tournament players. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. It's better on the river.
Make the magic happen this Valentine's Day at Wind River Casino with a sweetheart dinner show featuring hypnotist Tyson Bailey, the master of laughter, combining humor and hypnosis like no other, and magician The Amazing Matthias, a fun and classy magic act combining excitement, comedy, and mystery. On Monday, February 14th, the event center will transform into a magical dinner show. Tickets are only $50. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. It's better on the river.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have four full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is William White Crow. And next week's special guest is going to be Arizona's Sheriff Mack, an oath keeper, constitutionalist, and more. So tune in to Sovereign Minds at 1460 a.m. next Sunday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a fantastic show with the famous Sheriff Mack of Arizona. A man for the people, by the people. Sovereign Minds, opening one mind at a time.
Something new for all gun owners and sportsmen. All-Temp Tactical Lube. It's like nothing you've ever used before. It works on all firearms, pistols, rifles, antique weapons, you name it. Reduces friction, carbon buildup, prevents rust. The first true leap forward in the evolution of firearm care. All-Temp Tactical Lube actually goes into the pores of the metal. Check us out on the web, alltemptacticallube.com. 1-800-301-0046. 1-800-301-0046.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Yes, the reason it's called Bad Bob is I treat him badly. 8:23 in the morning on February the 11th. It's going to be a great day. Enjoy this today, tomorrow, and Sunday, because Monday we're going to start catching up with the amount of rainfall we're supposed to have.
Mike's Music and Sound, perfect time if it is raining or if you want to learn to play the guitar. You know, there's nothing better than to see the guy walking down the street playing the guitar and knows how to play. I mean, talk about a chick magnet, right? Anyway, thank you for Mike's Music, who has been the sound and the best music store in Fond du Lac.
for 2010. That's a special reward, obviously, in the music industry. Current specials, crazy deals on Fender Rhodes Warren series guitars right now, Mike's Music and Sound. They have rehearsal rooms in the back, plus a recording studio. They're off of Cypress behind the gas station that is off of Cypress and Pine of Safeway. So go check out Mike's Music and Sound. Mike is a local guy.
We do like Mike.
He's
a good guy.
Well, Lou White rehearses there. We've been in there rehearsing before, and
they've got keyboards.
And
hey, you know what? That's where, you know, I blow some great licks on my harmonica down there.
Yeah.
And if I play that one song, I know 8 or 9 different ways. Sometimes people don't even realize that's Silent Night. It's been thought of as Orange Blossom Special. It's anything I call it. You know, I make a sound. You know, what's that? That's a train. Can't you tell a train? And people are way too polite just to say that sounds like a cat being killed. So anyway, our guest today, Melissa Hunt, city council person for Anderson, and Dana Shigley, the city manager of Anderson. We're talking about redevelopment funds. And what do you think is the next big step for Anderson?
Well, I would like to see more jobs. That's all there is to it. And there's a few things you have to do to get there. What is more jobs? Okay, there's more businesses. So how do we get more businesses? Well, we have to find out what lots, what pieces of property, what buildings, empty buildings are available in Anderson. And then we can pursue businesses to bring them in and create more jobs. And that starts with Dana. Dana goes after funds to do a study. To see what buildings are, we have to find out. What did you call it?
An inventory. We talked about doing a site inventory. I think in the coming year or two, we're going to really devote a lot of energy towards the economic development side. And we've been more and more involved with the EDC and trying to come up with some local and some regional ideas for how we can grow jobs here in the region and in Anderson specifically. And I think we're going to spend a lot of energies on that in the coming year.
So the question out of the chat room was, why do you think that they came towards Anderson to audit and not Reading?
We were curious about that. We don't know. Oh, I don't know. We think we're small town and rural, and
they needed one like that.
Yes, yeah. They only picked 18 statewide, and some of the larger cities was obvious. I mean, they picked LA, for example. I mean, obviously they're going to pick LA. Some of the other ones like us, they wanted a mix, small, big, rural, urban. I think we just got picked. I don't know that there was really any magic to it.
I think it was some guy with a blindfold on.
Yeah.
And started with A's.
We started with A. That's what I say. Yeah.
Let's take one from A and one from B and one from C.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, finding the sites. You all have been pretty successful in drawing business into Anderson. You all are considered business friendly.
Hello.
That is true.
Okay, definitely.
I mean, when we say that, business friendly, what are some of the things that you all do to bring the businesses in that you say that makes you, that gives you kind of like a foot up?
Well, I think we've got to be, as a city council, favorable to them, helping them. That's part of the job that I absolutely love. If somebody comes to me and has a problem or they have anything that they need, I'm a troubleshooter. I want to go after it. And if I don't know, I know who to contact in order to answer that question that they have or that help that they need. So I think being proactive in the way of business, bringing them in, and then partnering. We've done a lot of partnering. Some things have been controversial in the way of how we've worked with people, but hey, we've brought a decent business to Anderson and it's flourishing. Hey, we're going to continue it. We've got to work with people.
What's controversial?
Oh.
You brought it up.
Okay, well, we had an agreement where we sold a piece of property for $1 to a business because they were planning to put a lot of money into this piece of property and clean it up, and it was in the redevelopment area, as they call it. It was in our downtown area, and they did an awesome job. That's all there is to it.
It's made a huge difference downtown. We're talking about the on the corner of South and East Center, the Burrito Bandito complex there where there's a yogurt shop.
Lovely.
It's beautiful. And it's made a big difference. It's really anchored the improvements downtown. And that's what redevelopment is about, is taking a site. That was an old abandoned gas station that was used as an auto repair
place. If you think about somebody who's just driving through on 273 for the first time, you know, and they go through the outlets, the outlets draw them off of 5. Mm-hmm. And they think, oh, well, let's just drive along and see what's happening, you know, kind of get a taste. Well, then that shows you, well, this is a cute little community. Mm-hmm. This is going some places. Yep. They've got some older homes and older things, but they've got some new stuff going. That says a lot.
You come down 273, too, and we've pulled all those shrubs out so they can see East Center Street, and we've put new lighting in. It's great. It's inviting. We want to draw people right in. I hope to see coffee shops that come in down there. There's some stores that, you know, will eventually fade out. We want to bring in new ones, and I would love to see it as a place that people would be drawn to study, you know, students to study, people to hang out, farmers markets, things like that. We've already had the street fair that is held down there. So we're working towards that. It's a process, though. It doesn't happen in one day.
Okay. All right. We have to take a break here for the news. Our guests are Melissa Hunt and Dana Shigley from the city of Anderson. And the fact is that the city of Anderson is a vibrant little community that is continuing to grow. It's kind of like, you know, it's a little engine that says I can, you know, so, and I'm not going to stop. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. We're going to break for the news.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Karen Riegel. The announcement came from Egypt's vice president.
Mohammed Hosni Mubarak.
President Hosni Mubarak has decided to step down.
After 18 days of protests and 30 years of rule, Egyptian President Mubarak has resigned. Let's go live now to Cairo and Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin.
And there's wild joy here, Karen. Cheers to the rooftops, cars honking, gunfire in celebration. Egypt's vice president made that announcement, and within seconds, the news seemed to spread through the crowd here. Tunisia was the first, but now another Arab nation has overthrown its long-term ruler in a revolution that arguably saw little violence. The UN reports just 300 or so deaths. For now, Egypt's military is to govern here. It is unclear what transfer of powers lies ahead, but authorities here have always said they will stand by elections planned for September. Karen.
Alistair, thank you very much. We're expecting you from the president in a couple of hours. This is a Fox News alert.
Come celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage this weekend at the 2011 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Exposition at the Reading Convention Center. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference, this event is free to the public and showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction, with indoor and outdoor exhibits and entertainment for the whole family. Cheer on your favorites at the Backhoe Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, and Trucker Skills Competition. See exhibits, equipment displays, the wildlife show, and demonstrations featuring the latest industry technology. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this huge industry, with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2011 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo, this weekend at the Reading Convention Center. Sponsored by Axner Excavating, California Forestry Association, Sierra Pacific Industries, Fruit Growers Supply, and Plumas Bay.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Do your customers react to your direct mail with indifference, if at all? I'm Jennifer Haynes, Marketing Director with NorCal Presort. Direct mail has been and will continue to be an effective tool to drive sales, currently at $556 billion. There is a program to follow to get results in direct mail. 1. Decide who your absolute perfect customer is and talk just to that person. 2. Give everyone you mail to a reason to do business with you, now, instead of your competition. 3. Design your mail piece, keeping United States Postal Service requirements in the mix. 4. Track your results. Talk to your customers as they respond, and adjust your campaign for the next crucial step, then repeat. We all have busy lives and need to be reminded. A program is just that, a program, and it must be repeated to maintain or build recognition with your customers. NorCal Presort knows how to save you time and money with your direct mail. Come and see us at 835 Industrial or call 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:35 in the morning on February the 11th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Bad Bob went in there yesterday and got all trimmed up. He looks, you know, 50 pounds lighter without all that hair. You were looking mountain manish there, Bad Bob. That's right. You know, gets in there, reads a gun magazine for 5 minutes, hops into the chair, and they worked his magic. And you know what? They gave you a discount, right? Because you are a veteran. That's right. He's nodding his head up and down. So, you know, these are great people down there at Cypress Square Barbershop. And you know what, gents? Man's last stronghold. That's right. Man's last stronghold. Not going to see Dr. Phil. You're not going to see cartoons. You're not going to see anything on that TV except manly stuff. So, Cypress Square Barbershop, go down there, visit them.
Our good friend Frank Rose evidently came by this morning. Frank, shout out to you. There's a little press release. Couple tickets for our first caller. Tell you what it's about. It's the Red and Grain Spaghetti and Meatball Dinner. It is Sunday, February 27th. Dinner is going to be served from 4:30 to 6:30. You can eat in or you can take it out. The proceeds used for Grange scholarships and local charities, and that is going to be at the Grange Hall on the corner of Cedar and Kenyon on Cedar Street. So the first caller, yeah, we've got a couple tickets here today.
Free food.
Yep,
and it's good for the children. It's good for scholarships.
Give
and stuff.
Us a call 605-4567. You can go and enjoy and maybe drop off a little maybe a $20 bill or something while you're at it. So you can, since you've got comp tickets and you can help put some money towards their scholarships and local
free
charities.
Free dinner, right there. So, and you know what? Just on the news, in case you just tuning in, Mubarak has stepped down. We said that earlier, but they just confirmed it. He has stepped down. He has left Cairo. The army has, or the military has, promised there would be free and fair elections in September.
He has handed the power over to the military.
That was humor underneath my breath as I was chuckling, because I promise you, my friends, is that if the military looks at it and it looks like it's going to be a strange election, they may have to put off that election a little bit, but I could be wrong. I just could be wrong. But we won't get into that because we've got more important things right now.
Well, the question is, I do have to just elaborate, and also with our very important city council, you guys are running a city in Anderson. How do you think that what goes on here, I mean, it's part of our veteran ally, affects our world as in our, just, you know, like when we talk about the current of how things flow, when we have such an unrest like that, do you believe that even it trickles up to us in a smaller community as far as where do I spend my money, what am I going to do, there's possibly something that's going to happen? How do you guys feel about that?
Well, it probably does eventually. You know, they talk about the gas prices affecting worldwide. And this morning the news was showing that there was unrest in Gaza Strip and Jerusalem. There were tensions were high as well. So it's definitely a worldwide thing. There's a lot of people in Cairo that are already in the square, plus they're all out of in the city as well. So it's going to trickle down. That's all there is to it.
Well, you know, the thing, too, and this is how I believe it can have an effect, because now you're starting to see unrest in Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Yemen is already,
yes, that's
is
right.
Already having it. They're having a big elections in the Sudan about, you know, splitting up there. Here's the Suez Canal and goes into the Red Sea. Now, 4 million barrels of oil goes through this thing a week, I think. If you in Jordan, which is on one side, and you've got Egypt on the other side, and then the Israelis and things going on, the cost of gas, just because of people, like we said, dealing in futures, speculating, could drive that price of oil up to $200 a gallon, $200 a barrel. And if that happens, hello, $5 gas.
Okay,
so that
now,
can impress. You know, so that does impact on us.
On a lighter note,
how we do things.
True. On a lighter note, we were talking with Melissa.
You started it. Started. You
well,
can't start something
we, I
like
know,
this
but when
and
we,
then go, oh,
well, I, it's the
let's
truth.
Let's go to Disneyland.
Well, why can't we? Sure we can.
Okay.
In a blink of an eye. There I am.
Welcome to my world.
There I am on the Matterhorn. I am Tinkerbell. So, Melissa, speaking of Tinkerbell, I love the fact that you are so very, very involved in the community. You do so many things for fundraisers. Let's talk a little bit about Melissa Hunt. You have been a teacher, inspiring many children's lives.
Yes.
What was the subject that you taught?
I taught fourth grade. That was part of the teaching career that I had. Other ones were first grade and kindergarten, but my main part of the whole career was 9 years in fourth grade, and I love it. My fourth graders are mostly in high school and out of high school now, young adults, and their little brothers and sisters around. It's so much fun to run into them. But, yep, teaching, I left teaching to develop professionally and found myself on the city council. And when I was going for the interview of the appointment on city council, Phil Burnett said, "What do you see your areas of expertise or interest when you get on the city council?" And I have so many, and it always revolves around the people, from veterans to children, of course, and to seniors, because I love my grandparents. And I have gone through different phases of different things to raise money for. The one, which is, it started out of the YMCA. The one asked me to participate in that contest and go after funds for mentoring, which was definitely my area of expertise for kids. And Melissa on the Roof was born out of that. And it started, it went for 2 years, and that was in the competition. And then the next year, it still went on, and it raised funds for CASA, court-appointed special advocates. We did not have it this year. We will have it again this next year, or we didn't have it this last year, I should say. And
is that above Mary's Pizza Shack?
Yes, Melissa on the Roof is, I hang out on the roof for about 27 hours on the roof of Mary's Pizza Shack at the Outlets in Anderson. And you guys, I was thinking about media, and, you know, you guys are always so supportive. You guys as Free Fire Radio, Cheetah Johnson from KRCR, Patrick and Billy from Q97, Don Burton, he's been the one person I'm competing against in a few areas.
He used
areas.
To just break his heart every time you beat him, too.
He's a good guy. He's, you know, very, he's out there. And
he's a good
all
guy.
Of you guys that are in communications have been so instrumental and helpful in raising funds as well. So don't just point it on me, but you guys as well. And, you know, it's a team effort when it comes down to it. So thank you. We appreciate it.
We're going to take a break on that. KCNR 1460.
Come see the big build in Highland Park. With today's low interest rates providing lower monthly payments and Palomar's reduced construction costs, now it's even more affordable to purchase a brand new home in the fantastic Highland Park subdivision, centrally located in the heart of Reading near all of Reading's finest amenities. After all, location is everything. The all-new Palomar-built homes in Highland Park have it all. Location, quality, and price. With so many sales in 2010, Palomar is now expanding. With many price reductions, you can pick the model, size, and lot that fits your family's need and budget with prices starting at just $242,800. Don't miss your opportunity to be part of the big build here in Highland Park. Build your future now. Palomar's Highland Park homes are built with the superior quality workmanship you have come to expect and include fabulous views, walking trails, and open space canyons. For more information on Palomar Homes, contact Tom Papik at 941-9534. Highland Park is conveniently located 1/2 mile north of Canby Road off Churn Creek.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Reading.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane, or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
My car has a warble in it. Can you help me? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. You mean a wobble, don't you? No, it's definitely a warble, she said. Can you describe it for me? Well, first I hear a loud scream-like noise, and then a ka-plunk, and the warble starts. You know, the words you are using are not common descriptions of car problems. Perhaps I'd better drive your car. As I accelerated, I heard a loud screeching sound of a bolt being pulled through the car body. There's the scream, she said. Next, I heard a clunk as the bolt bottomed out. There's the ka-plunk, but I don't feel the warble, she said. Let's go back to the shop. I think I know what it is. Sure enough, I found four loose bolts and tightened them. She test drove the car and came back all excited. I described it well, didn't I? I pride myself in communication skills. Yes, you did, I replied. That's how I knew to tighten the seat. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California, where your words really mean something.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. That's right, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They've got a big sale on cigars and their fine walk-in humidor and all the tobacco accessories right there at Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. What they've done is they've selected very, very good cigars. And they've put them into kind of like a grab bag, and they put a special price on them. So when you go in there, ask for that grab bag. Ask to take a look at them. They've got brand new lines every time I go in there. And I tell you what, you know, Grand Habana is some of my favorite. That's Tobacco and Brew. And Joe and Shelley, great supporters of our community. Again, these are people that support KCNR, our sponsors. And so, and they're local. They do local work. All of our sponsors do, and we're so supportive of local business and our local cities like Anderson and Redding and the North State. And so it's the kind of thing is that helps all of us if we use our local businesses. That's Tobacco and Brew. Our guests are Melissa Hunt and Dana Shigley from the City of Anderson. We wanted to talk about, you've lost somebody out of the city government there that had a lot to do with the River Park.
We actually have lost a few people in the city of Anderson, not to anything but retirement, I should say. But one of them, yes, was Ken Hartman. He was over our Parks and Rec and an institution for sure in the city of Anderson because he headed up Mosquito Serenade, which is so popular in our park during the summer months. And your question earlier was, who's going to fill that? Well, we've got budget issues like the rest of the state of California, so we've gotten creative on how to fill that position, and staff is rising to the occasion. We've got awesome public works in Anderson, all departments when it comes down to it. We're choosing not to fill some positions, and they are rising to the occasion and filling in and working hard. It's been awesome. Dana can actually expand on some of that.
Sure. Regarding the parks maintenance, the parks are going to be better than ever. I mean, the council remains committed to Anderson River Park, to Villani Park, to all the parks that we have. They are beautiful, and they're a true asset to the city. We have asked our public works director, who has now stepped up to become assistant city manager, and he is now taking on the responsibility of the Parks and Recreation Division. He's sort of merged his maintenance staff with the park staff, and they're all working together as a team now, and it's just going to be better than ever. It's going to be great. That park is just going to look fantastic. On the subject of Mosquito Serenade, you should know that Ken Hartman, yes, is still around for Mosquito Serenade. Although he's not employed with the city full-time anymore, he is part-time just for Mosquito Serenade promotion this year. So we're going to have a big year with Ken leading the charge, as always, and it's going to be a great Mosquito Serenade year.
Super. You have a veterans section of River Park.
Yes.
And I know that the Patriot Guard Riders are starting,
yes,
to do something with that.
Yes. Kim Chamberlain, long time ago, started this Veterans Memorial area of our Anderson River Park. And it just had gotten away. That's all there is to it. And so she graciously asked the Patriot Guard to step forward and help. Help weed, help plant, just help. And Jeff Nelson out of the Patriot Guard has been wonderful in rounding up the troops, and I went to a weed pulling day, as in real normal weeds, not anything else in the city of Anderson. And we pulled weeds in the city, in the Veterans Memorial area. And then just recently, I worked with Kim Chamberlain and Jeff Nelson, and we brought a memorial bench to that area of the park to honor and remember Joshua Munns, who is from Anderson, who was brutally murdered in Iraq. And we embraced his family. We dedicated on the day of his birthday, and which
January
is
31st.
January 31st.
That's
yes,
right.
And we
his
had
his parents were so, or you know, they were obviously yes. so touched about what was going on.
Yeah, and we just want them to know that their community embraces them, loves them for their sacrifice that they have made, his ultimate yeah. sacrifice when it comes down to it.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break, but one of the things we want to talk about, too, just before you get out, just for a couple minutes, is Anderson takes a stricter look at medicinal marijuana than their friend to the north here. So we'll address that. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Come celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage this weekend at the 2011 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Exposition at the Reading Convention Center. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference, this event is free to the public and showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction, with indoor and outdoor exhibits and entertainment for the whole family. Cheer on your favorites at the Backhoe Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, and Trucker Skills Competition. See exhibits, equipment displays, the wildlife show, and demonstrations featuring the latest industry technology. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this huge industry, with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2011 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo, this weekend at the Reading Convention Center. Sponsored by Greenspan Company, Adjusters International, Roseburg Resources, Northern Lights Energy, Reading Bank of Commerce, and Hat Creek Construction.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
You have neck and back pain? Want to lose weight without going to the gym? Well, come by Grandpa's As Seen on TV store and get a free 10-minute session on the PowerStep Whole Body Vibration Machine. 10 minutes is like an hour at the gym. You've seen it on Fox News, Dr. Oz, and the doctors. Talk to a factory rep at Grandpa's As Seen on TV store today. They've already paid the shipping and handling. Take it home today. Grandpa's As Seen on TV store, behind Dairy Queen in the Shasta Center in Reading.
Hey, Chris, did you know Second Tuesday Club in March is at C.R. Gibbs?
I do. That's my favorite restaurant. I'm coming for Nutsy Hour and staying the whole evening.
Please join our whole gang Tuesday, March 8th at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for a cocktail, great food, and C.R. Gibbs will donate 15% of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society in support of our many animals in need.
Bring your friends and join us where entertainment thrives at C.R. Gibbs American Grill.
You sound just like a commercial.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call one.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We're going to have to go back through there and check which carts are kind of rolling through there. That was supposed to be something else. Carl and Linda Bott, hey, it's Friday. It's 8:53 in the morning. It is February the 11th, and I'm telling you, my friends, for
Welcome
the last time,
radio.
This is all of my friends out there, all of our listeners. Monday is Valentine's Day. It's going to be too late the minute after you wake up if you haven't said something like Happy Valentine's Day. It'll be really too late later on if there's not a card sitting on that table.
That you could actually make up yourself. This is that not you can, that you have to run out and try to get something.
You don't have to go out and spend money. You just have to get a like just get a leaf
and, find a rock and write on it or something. Paint it. Paint a heart on
the
it.
The steam on the mirror in the bathroom.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. It's like that.
How about if you lay out your husband's clothes and polish his shoes? I mean, these are just little things that are like, wow, you know.
You do that? What about this? What do you do, Bad Bob? What do you do for
How about
Valentine's
putting new
Day?
Laces in your sneakers?
Yeah.
Just little things that are...
Yeah. Hey, well, this portion of the show is brought... I tell you what you can do. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Dish Satellite. Give Doug Tooley a call at 244-1988. Put in Dish Satellite so that you all can... Can kind of snuggle down together and watch those old movies.
Yeah,
and
with
all
his
that.
And That's, her remotes, huh?
Yeah, there. No, there's only one remote. This, Doug Tooley, Dish Satellite at B&T Satellite. He's got a new location, 1345 Liberty Street. Give him a call at 244-1988. What a great present for Valentine's Day, along with a little card and you know and a kiss on the forehead. Our guest, Melissa Hunt and Dana Shigley. Dana Shigley is the city manager, and Melissa Hunt is a member of the city council of Reading. Reading. Anderson. Why would you want to be Reading? Why would you want to be Reading? That's right. I meant Anderson. Of course. It's because sometimes I get so confused here on Fridays. The you all have taken a different stance on medicinal marijuana.
Well, different things have been happening in the city of Anderson. That's why. You know, here we have this law that's already in place, 215, that we have to obey, and we're law-abiding citizens, so we're going to, you know, take care of that. But we also have people who have been in the city of Anderson, who've enjoyed the city of Anderson, including their backyard and their front yard and their safety and everything, and they're not able to do it right now because of some situations that have taken place in the city of Anderson. One particular lady, her front yard was broken into, and they went to her side yard and broke into her neighbor's yard that way and pulled up marijuana plants. And you know, her safety is being assaulted basically. And so we have to hear both sides of the story, and we had to protect everybody. Medicinal marijuana people have to have their plants so they can grow them. We've made an ordinance where they can put them in a shed. And then our people that don't and are not partakers of the medicinal marijuana, they need their safety and being able to have their quality of life that they have lived in for 30 and 40 years in the city of Anderson.
Absolutely. Hey, we want to correct something that was said here in the Veterans Grove. It was Jim Gibson, Commander Gibson was the chairman. And okay. Kim was the vice chair. And yes. Somebody just called in.
Thank you, Jim. That. Yes, Jim has been very involved in that.
Commander Gibson's a great guy.
That's
too.
Right. Yeah. And he and Kim together. Kim is the one who approached the Patriot Guard. But yes, Jim has always been. And he was there for the dedication of the bench as well. He's a wonderful man.
He sure is. Well, we sure appreciate y'all being on today. Dana, any last thoughts here before we turn y'all loose?
No, I don't think so. Just thanks for having us. We're all excited to be in Anderson. We work very hard. We were available. It's a small city. Come in and talk to any of the staff. We talked about customer friendliness earlier. Just come in and talk to any of us. We're available. We're not hard to find. So
we had a great tour. Y'all took Norma took us through.
It had
really a nice tour of Anderson. It kind of like opened our eyes up of all the things that y'all are doing.
Anderson Park, man, that's really a little treasure.
Yes.
And Melissa.
Yes,
last,
sir.
Little last, you know.
Hey, thanks for having us. It's thanks for being Anderson friendly. We love it. Come down, check out our little area.
I was walking along your trails in Anderson the other day. It was on a Sunday. I was kind of walking along out there, you know, from the movie house. It's kind of like took a walk down there. I really liked it. Enjoyed.
And there'll
enjoyed
be it. In just a few weeks with this sunshine, we're going to be able to finish up the walk from Walmart down. Come on down.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
This won't be the last time. We want to keep having our representatives from Anderson here to, you know, keep talking about that. We do have we have a large audience down there, and we want to keep that.
Just remember, tonight is Jimmy Bryant, keyboard player,
that's
wonderful piano player out in Anselmo Vineyards. We'll be there tonight. Come and join us. It's going to be a great night, probably beautiful outside as well. But Jimmy Bryant will be playing from 6 to 9, 474-5546. If you've been having trouble getting reservations for Valentine's Day, make it an early evening out with your friends and loved ones. 474-5546 tonight at Anselmo Vineyards, Jimmy Bryant.
Yeah, and for the holidays here, is it looks like the City of Anderson is closed today. Superior Court, County, and City of Anderson offices closed today. Offices will be open Monday.
President's
most
Day.
Most schools will be closed Monday. Shasta College will be closed today. Mail is going to be unaffected. Commerce, most retail stores will be open. Trash pickup, routes unaffected. Buses running, theaters open. And the Record Searchlight will be publishing, if you noticed.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Our guest Monday would be Dr. Doug McConnell. He is always a great guy. Heart surgeon, talks about healthcare. He talks about what's coming up. And he just pulls no punches. And that'll be Monday, along with a tree guy by the name of Trent. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Just remember.
Rich.
Yeah. Well, he is. Well, you know, Trent is going to talk about how to take care of trees.
And how to save a tree.
And how to save a tree. That's the big thing.
We have a personal testimony.
On that one, yeah. So, next week also we'll have, Doug Amoff will be on. And, of course, Missy MacArthur, the mayor of Reading, will be our guest host on Thursday. So, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Lisa Brady. He's done. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak stepping down one day after transferring power to his vice president, who made the announcement.
President Hosni Mubarak has decided to step down.
Through a translator there, and the crowd goes wild in Cairo. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin is live just outside Tahrir Square.
They are cheering to the rooftops here. Jubilation across Cairo that the 30-year rule of President Mubarak is over. It took almost 3 weeks of protests and repeated snubs by the leader who said only he should govern Egypt. But after Tunisia, one more Arab people has now overthrown a long-term ruler here, and in a revolution that saw relatively little violence, just 300 or so deaths, the UN says. For now, Egypt's military is to govern here. The exact power play is unclear, but authorities have always said there will be elections here in September. Lisa.
Alistair, leading democracy advocate Mohammed.